Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the power of motion. We see that in nature around us on all levels. There is some kind of motivating force making everything move. And we'd like to understand, why do we have to be in motion in order to develop ourselves in the best possible way? Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah. We see that the essence of life is in motion, that in life there are different kinds of motion. There is emotional, mental, physical, probably also spiritual motion that you'll probably tell us about throughout this show. Our life is in constant motion, and we see that the pace is accelerating all the time. And also the essence of nature is motion. Nature consists of billions of parts and particles that are in constant motion. And motion is a developing force. Even a little child, if he doesn't move enough, we start thinking that maybe something's wrong. So when there is motion, there's development and everything's fine. And when there's no motion, then it's a state of stagnation. And I'd like to start this show with the question of, why do we have to be in motion in every given moment? Why is reality built in such a way that it's in motion all the time? Because we have to advance from an incomplete to a complete state. And in attaining the complete from the incomplete, we achieve what we call motion or life. And the need for motion is the need for attaining life, and it's necessary in order for us to feel that we're alive. Because if we stop everything, then we won't even feel it as death. We simply won't feel anything. Therefore, all in all forms of life, the difference between them is only in the pace and the essence of their changes. Meaning, it's not about the state itself that I'm in, but from what state to what state am I in motion now? And this is the only way we get life. Meaning, life without motion doesn't exist at all. Because even death that we talk about, it's the lack of motion. But still, it's motion that's in lack. What is it about motion that develops us? Why specifically motion? Because we can't feel anything that is constant if nothing changes about it. We live, we feel life, we feel vitality out of renewal, from the gap between what was and what is and what will be. And therefore, if these changes don't exist, then we stop feeling both ourselves and the environment, and then we don't feel life. Still, as you grow older, if you look at a child, it moves a lot. And the older you grow, you move less and less physically. And we compensate for that lack of physical motion with emotional, intellectual motion. We perform many actions in our intellect, as opposed to children that perform these actions in physical motion. But all in all, if we look at it, a young person or a baby compared to a grown-up, there's more movement where? The movement of life, of development, and our consciousness. For example, I sit for an hour, or even less than an hour, 30 or 40 minutes, and I listen to some symphony, or I listen to an opera, which could be several hours long. And in that, I go through an entire life of, suppose, a country or a few people, But all in all, it happens within an hour or two. So emotional motion comes and gathers all kinds of corporeal, mechanical motions, and then I go through these different impressions in a more concentrated way, in a very compressed way. And so the more we advance, both in technology, in communication, media, and everything, the more we compress things, you mean mentally? These are very special motions on higher levels of perception. Sometimes in life, you can go through a day, a week, a month, and live and do what you do. And suddenly, there could come a moment that maybe takes a few moments or a few minutes or half an hour. It doesn't exactly matter how long, but in it, you feel this inner journey and turmoils, tremendous motion. And when you try to compare the number of motions and the inner intensity that you feel compared to the entire previous month, for example, you see that the quality and quantity of the inner motions could compress in these few moments into something much greater and powerful than what you've experienced throughout the entire week or month. Now, we talked about emotional motion that accumulates different actions and mechanical motion. And how does that work? I understand that motion is the developing force. We also defined it as a constant movement, motion, from imperfection to perfection. Are there more qualitative motions in life? This is what I'm asking. Of course, that's the entire difference in life from moment to moment. So what is a qualitative motion? The more internal it is. Internal meaning what? The more it touches on feelings that sustain the essence of my life. That means what? That means that I don't exactly have the words, but that I'm in the essence of life. There's no other way to put it. That I feel, where am I from? Why? What for? What's the main thing in my life? How do I rise above my corporeal life? How do I want to discover my life as something that's independent of my animate body, that no matter how I feel, the main thing for me is to feel the essence of life, its meaning, and so on. So there are feelings that have to do with the essence of life that are more qualitative because of what? What are they leading me to, or what do they develop? These feelings bring me to a state where I rise above my emotion, above what I feel. I want to grasp my life in a different dimension, in different dimensions. Not that I measure them according to what's pleasant and what's not, or how much do I gain. Or try to grasp my life, but to the measure to which I rise above myself. Because I don't want to be limited inside myself, even better put, inside my beast. What do you mean inside your beast? Meaning inside my own desire, which is for myself. I understand that if I'm locked inside myself, then I think only about myself. And it's something that I can never get out of. I can always measure what I'm going through in regard to that. Meaning, if I want to be objective, I have to be independent of what I feel. I have to rise, transcend above all my discernments and principles, that the force of my emotion, I'll measure it according to the measure to which I rise above myself, transcend myself. I myself transcend myself. And how is that possible? Only on condition that I come out of myself, come out of myself, meaning I want to be in such motion that is entirely above my thoughts and desires about myself. So, actually, our life is what we feel, all of my feelings, emotions. So if I have to give up, concede everything that I feel, where's my feeling of life then, as it disappears? Then there will be a different feeling. So I get a new emotional system. Yes, and it's called the soul. And what's the difference between it and the system of feelings that we feel today? What we feel is living inside the body, inside those feelings that I got from childhood, from birth. So I'm like the still vegetative animate and people, which is also on the animate level, or as. If I transcend to determining my existence anew, then I'm already on the speaking level, meaning that I rise above my animate body and I live in new discernments. And then I also have a new power of motion to the measure to which I transcend, not to the measure to which I attain in my body and the qualities that I have from birth, but to the measure to which I rise, to the degree of the soul, meaning regardless of my body, of my life, and to the measure to which I'm in this upper motion. What's the difference between this motion that you're talking about on the animate level of the still, the vegetative, and the animate of our corporeal life here, and motion on a higher level, which you just talked about? What's the difference? Yeah, between the corporeal motion and on the higher level. The values that I have on the animate level, then the more I eat, the more I sleep, the more I hang out, the more I fulfill myself, like all other people in this world. That's actually their purpose, and accordingly, their power of motion is an egoistic one of how to fulfill themselves. And there's a different level, that the more I rise above these corporeal forms, and that I measure my advancement according to the measure to which I'm further away, higher than that form. Okay, I got a bit confused, especially when you talk about the animate body and so on. There is the force of motion, the power of motion, where I'm out to achieve different things that I'm lacking. That could be good food, pleasures of life, career, whatever. All in all of these emotions, when I feel that I'm lacking something, and I perform many, many such actions, such motions, could take several years if I'm building a business or whatever, all these motions are trying to fulfill something that I lack. Yes. And this motion is limited because it's closed inside my emotional world. You're filling yourself from birth to death. Yeah, I'm all the time doing something, emotions. Okay, you filled yourself. What now? You're waiting to die? Eventually, everyone dies. We didn't meet someone that didn't die yet. Everyone dies eventually. So I'm familiar with it. It's like we say, everyone runs until you get tired. Person grows older and gradually quenches. This I'm familiar with, and this could happen on different levels. It could be physical emotions, mental, emotional, plenty different. You said that all in all, this is called my small, limited world. If I want to reach more qualitative emotions, you're talking about something called to transcend, rise above those emotions that I've described now. You transcend to what? To a different quality of motion? How is it different? That I do not fulfill myself, like in those corporeal motions, but that I fulfill the other person. These are spiritual motions. It's very strange. But when I become engaged in someone else, in the others, I let myself go, and then the motions that I do for myself aren't taken into consideration at all. Maybe to some extent it's possible to understand when a mother takes care of her baby, that she's entirely in him. What's good for him? What does he need? How do I fulfill him and serve him? And she herself exists only for his sake. This is the essence of transcending from performing motions in order to fulfill myself to performing motions in order to fulfill others. Yeah? The direction of the motion changes from fulfilling myself to fulfilling someone who's not myself. Yes. So why does the direction change if the motion becomes more qualitative? What's new about it? Because in that, all in all, I rise above my own nature, which is to care for myself, and I care for others. By that, I acquire a new quality, which is feeling the other person, other people, feeling what's outside of myself. Meaning, suddenly I start feeling that outside of me there's really something. It's similar to, suppose I know you for many years, dozens of years. And suddenly, I start to discover you in a new way, who you are, what you are. I start giving you, helping you. And then I really start integrating with you and coming out of myself to you. Meaning, all in all, this attitude toward the other person is a means to come out of myself and to feel the reality that's outside of me so that I won't be limited inside myself. And then I start feeling that I'm living in a different world, that what I previously saw, the whole of reality, in relation to me, in regard to myself, it's called this world. Now I see myself turning to the entire reality that's outside of myself, and I see it as a different world. It's called the next world, the upper world. And in that, I see, I feel a tremendous change in my perception. It's a motion between worlds, that's what you're saying? Of course, a person can move between worlds? Yeah? What does it have to do with the definition that you gave, that motion is at the essence of reality because we're all the time moving from imperfection to perfection? I feel that if I care for myself, it's imperfection, because all in all, some protein body, a piece of protein that lives for a certain amount of years, to that, I dedicate the divine part in me, my eternity, that I feel that I can live not according to my body, but much beyond that, different from that? How do I rise above my body that I'm constantly immersed in? I want to rise above it. Where is that lever that can help me do it? So I'm told, it's very simple. Around you, there are plenty of people. Come out of yourself to them. Start caring for them as if, or even more than you care for yourself. By that, you will reach a state where you will rise above yourself, transcend yourself, and then in that transcendence, in that new power of motion, you will start feeling how much you're rising above this nature that you're living in right now to a second nature that's higher, that's very special. And then the entire world will seem different to you. In this more exalted nature, what kind of motions exist there? All the emotions are the opposite. What do you mean? Because in this egoistic, corporeal, bodily nature, egoistic meaning when I want to fill myself, yes, you are all the time thinking exactly that, how to fulfill yourself. And now you're coming out into a different nature where you want to fulfill the others, come out to them, into them, and then you start feeling them instead of feeling yourself. And what you discover in them is called the upper world. What emotional motions exist there that I'm not familiar with? Coming out of yourself, caring for what's outside of myself. So here, I have to build an environment that will help me do it. It's called a group, a ten, what we build in the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to help a person to come out of himself. What does all of this give a person? It allows a person to feel the true reality that we're in, only that previously we didn't know that we exist in it. From what I understand, it expands. I can say from my experience as a mother that once you start caring for someone else, in terms of your development, it opens a new realm of development. And I understand that here we're talking about a much higher developmental degree. You also start understanding other people better and the world better, more, by caring for someone else. That is as if a part of you, but still it gives this kind of feeling. A kind of motion that I really like in life is dance. In dancing, there is something very magical. Many times, dancing also goes together with singing, which is also a motion, but of a different kind. And as a child, I remember that my grandfather used to sing in a very emotional way, and his friends, they used to dance this Yemenian dance. It was amazing. And I felt that it's a kind of level of harmony, of art, of completion, which is very powerful, the singing and the dancing. I can't even describe it in words. Why am I telling you about this? What is that, what's the magic in the motion that opens this new realm to a person? What kind of magic is there? What's beautiful there? Lack of limitation. Well, it's not a lack, the way it might sound, lack of limitation. It's like two things that contradict each other, but this is what you feel, that you're unlimited. In spiritual motions, you're unlimited. You can travel distances, you can enter all the desires and thoughts and intentions, and it's all before you in all directions. Suddenly you feel that this realm, this space called the spiritual space, it's a tremendous space, and you're controlling it. In our life today, there's a feeling that the pace of life is too fast. It's accelerating so much that we can't take it. It's like your inner world and the world outside are incompatible. We're constantly running after life. What's the feeling in the spiritual world in that higher form of development? I can't explain the feeling. It's a feeling that precisely when a person limits himself not to enter corporeal motions, to get rid of the power of the corporeal motion, he acquires the power of spiritual motion, and there he really feels limitlessness. Does he feel balanced? There's always balance, but balance because he can use all the forces in the harmony every time in one way or another. He can do anything. Everything is possible. There are no limitations in anything. He can fly distances in all directions, in all respects, because he himself is unlimited. He has no thought or motion for himself. So if I understand, the main thing that limits the power of our emotion is the thought about ourself, and only. And only. If I rise above that thought about myself, I immediately enter the spiritual realm, which is free in all directions, but only because it's to the benefit of others. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.